Good afternoon on a warm and humid day across much of eastern New York and western New England. Notice I said much of eastern New York and western New England because there is actually some less humid air in part of our area. That's across the north. So across northern New York, northern Vermont, basically right around Lake Champlain, the humidity has temporarily eased up. But for the rest of us, we are still dealing with a moderate level of humidity. I'm seeing a lot of dew points in the 60s to right around 70. Considering it's been very humid lately, we start to adapt to it a little bit, but it certainly does feel very summer-like in terms of the mugginess across much of our area. And our temperatures are on the warm side this afternoon. But the good news is we've managed to largely avoid any rainfall today, which has been a bit of a challenge over the past several weeks here. So it is nice to have a day that is not threatening us with rain the entire day. Now, I will mention that there could be a pop-up shower or storm in a couple of spots during the late day and evening hours. So I am going to have a chance of a passing thunderstorm in our forecast heading right into tonight. But the thunder threat is not overly widespread. I think it would be more of a spotty kind of thing with the showers that will threaten in spots coming up tonight. We'll have some areas of fog form as well. Temperatures overnight will be largely in the 60s. And for the areas that are in the mugginess, it is going to remain on the muggy side moving on through the night. So it's going to be another night where you'll probably want to have that air conditioning on. Now for tomorrow, we have a front coming through, and that's going to trigger more of a widespread shower and thunderstorm threat. So we're back to that threat for rain coming up during the day tomorrow with showers and storms at times. Some of the storms tomorrow may be severe, meaning there is potential for gusty winds and some hail with the storms. Additionally, some of the storms will produce heavy downpours. So given that the ground in at least part of our area is still quite saturated, there is going to be potential for some localized flooding as some of these storms come through tomorrow. Temperatures tomorrow will be in the 70s and 80s with still those moderate to high levels of humidity. We're going to keep that chance for a shower in our forecast on Saturday, especially during the morning. For most of us, it should dry out by the afternoon with the humidity beginning to drop. A shower chance may linger south of Albany right through the day. And then by Sunday, it is looking less humid across our entire area. So that looks to be the pick of our upcoming weekend. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, partly cloudy with the chance of a passing shower or storm. Areas of fog, low in the 60s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with showers and thunderstorms likely, high 76 to 82. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, variably cloudy with a chance of showers or a thunderstorm, low 65 to 70. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, showers and thunderstorms likely, high 76 to 82. For the Southeastern Catskills, Mid and Lower Hudson Valley, and interior Southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, partly cloudy, warm and muggy, areas of fog, low around 70. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, showers and thunderstorms likely, with highs in the 80s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires, tonight, variably cloudy, chance of a passing shower or storm, areas of fog, muggy, lows in the 60s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, showers and thunderstorms likely, high 80 to 85. Region-wide on Saturday, a chance of morning showers, then turning partly sunny and slightly less humid, highs in the 70s to around 80, and on Sunday, partly sunny, pleasant, lower humidity, with highs in the 70s to around 80. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.